This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Whoa.
Man, let me do this. There we go.
There you go.
Good morning.
Right. Good morning. We got a new guy. New guy.
Conroy. What is your real name?
It's Conroy now? I thought it was Convoy.
I like changing it up.
Yeah, we do that. We haven't seen you in a little while.
Keeping it fresh.
Yeah. I like Conroy. That sounds cool.
I do too.
All right.
Yeah. I do too.
We'll do that, Conroy. Todd's at a convention, right? Or at a... He's with the brass.
Who knows? Like I said, he's the mystery man.
He's the mystery man.
You know, like, we talk about ghost ship. He's the ghost ship.
Yeah, what does he do with his dog? Because he's got a dog, he said. And
we've seen pictures.
I haven't seen pictures.
Yeah. Remember there's that picture of him, his dog, just staring at the neighbor's dog that was yapping and yapping and yapping?
I wasn't here that day.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't see that.
Maybe he had it on his Facebook.
No.
I don't know if you do. No, did you ever do anything dumb cooking?
Well... You know what? Last week I was making some stuff and I went and, you know, been at my house. So at the kitchen, I went into the living room and I fell asleep.
Okay. With something cooking?
Yeah. And I woke up. I was like, oh my God. So anyway, and it took forever for Donna to get that pan cleaned.
Okay. You want me to tell you mine?
Yeah.
So I was so proud of myself for making that soup this week.
Yeah.
That mushroom soup.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, that next day it was really good. So leave the show. I go upstairs and it's like, I'm going to have some soup. Got enough for probably two bowls.
Yeah.
Two bowls left. And I love leftover type stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So I heat it up, have a bowl of soup. And it's good. A little different. And I kind of do the same thing. I got it on low just to keep it, you know,
right.
For when I want another bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of sit there, kind of close my eyes, sit on the thing. And wake up. It's like, I'm going to have another bowl. It's like, oh, shoot. It must have burnt now. You know what I mean? It must have burnt, you know, and so I go, oh, it still seems okay. So I had another bowl and then finished it up. And I said, oh, good, little off. And then I go out somebody out of the apartment for a minute and I come, to get one of the carts. And I come back and say, boy, I had it on too long. It burnt. The smell was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
You know what the smell was? I'll show you.
Oh. Little plastic in there?
My plastic spoon melted in there. When I went to taste it, see if it was hot enough with the plastic
spoon. You left the spoon in?
The spoon. I'm sure it had it, you know, on the thing, and then it slid down.
John.
So I ate a bowl of soup with a melted spoon in it.
You have plastic spoons in your house?
Yeah. Need to borrow one?
Man. Yeah. You'd be easy guy to shop for Christmas. That's a good thing.
I hate doing dishes. I hate doing laundry, and I hate doing dishes.
So
and
so
I hate making beds.
Out? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the worst person living. I'm the worst. Put it this way. I'm fine with it, but I'd be the worst person to have a visitor over.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how that is?
Yeah. No, I don't, but I, knowing the bits and pieces I hear of your day or your work and your environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So anyway, no,
I went to a nice event last night and several people said to say hello.
Good.
They listen to the show. They know you. Yeah. And of course, here's what
That's
I got.
That's a great event you were at.
Here's what I got. The same thing you get when you go someplace. What is it? Where's your partner?
Oh, yeah. 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 That does.
Like we have to do every single thing together.
We had I had a meeting I couldn't. And I liked that event you went to. And that was
Veterans.
What is it?
UW Green Bay Veterans Service. But it's the 19th annual Chancellor's.
Right.
Boy, he gave a nice speech, the chancellor out there. What a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And really gave a great speech and everything. And real nice event. Nicole Stockman, who we have in here on a fairly regular basis, she organized that whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was phenomenal.
That's a great event. I mean, it's the 19th year they've been doing that. I mean, I think it started with Bruce Shepard long time ago.
Probably.
But it's great to honor the veterans, the military people at UWGB. But what's really cool for, like, a spectator is how many military people UWG engages with.
Oh, it's amazing.
That's a priority for them. That's a priority. You look at some of these schools, you know, they always got their kind of niche. We're going to go after this person, that group, this group, that group. But, you know, be it regional or we're going to have this many of exchange students. They really spend a lot of time focusing programs, the environment, their whole mission with veterans. And that's cool that they honor them, that thing you're at last night. And like I said, you know, it's...
And, I mean, they give them a certificate, they give them a really cool coin, and they give them the ropes, or what's it called, you know, for, like, if you're graduating.
Right, you wear that.
The red, white, and blue ones.
Yep.
Yeah, to wear in graduation.
Mm-hmm. So they stand out.
They've got over 11,000 students now, and well over 1,000 are veterans.
It's what...
10%.
Yeah, almost 10%.
But, I mean, it's one of those things where they really embrace them. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's, you know, we talk about, are we doing enough? Well, we're sure trying hard enough.
Right.
Are we doing enough? I don't know what the answer is to that. But, yeah, I thought that's great. No, we had our meeting, Project Christmas. So that's going to start up at a lot of places. But
for the shelter?
Yep. This is where we send out, you know, because we have people living there and they deserve a Christmas like the rest of us. So it's just things that we need, you know, T-shirts, obviously, yeah, and some other things. And so we just kind of went through all that yesterday and how we're going to roll it all out.
What do you guys do for Christmas out there for the clients? What do you call your?
We call them residents.
Yeah.
We don't, they're not guests because they do a lot of work.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
do more work than we do. I think a client would pay. So a guest doesn't, I mean, they obviously don't pay.
Okay, so residents.
They're residents, 118 of them. Christmas is great out there. You got to come out this year.
Yeah, I'd love to. I really would.
Is it the Optimist Club or the Rotary Club? Somebody comes in and decorates our building, which is cool. We have tons of decorations. You know, we have a lot of, you know, artificial trees and holly and all that. So they're coming out. We just went over that yesterday. And I forgot what group it is, but it's really nice of them. I know Prevea comes and helps us take it down in January. You know what I mean? And then we have people that come in and wrap things.
Which is underrated. Everybody wants to be in the Christmas spirit and decorate and everything. Yeah. Getting people to come there and tear it all down.
Right. True that. And that's it. And we have all
I worked
stuff
for
to
a church,
put it in.
Believe it or not, I worked for a church group as a volunteer for community service.
Yeah.
And taking those big Christmas trees down was a pain.
And it's not. It's fun because
it's depressing.
Like a little bit depressing, but you know, it's like, okay, but it is. And getting people to volunteer, I mean, I that's kind of my job over there is community outreach and just getting a lot of people, kids coming home from college, you know, I want to, plus these kids, of course, have to get their hours in at Notre Dame and some of these other schools. So it's great. They can wrap gifts. There's a lot of things that we do there. We have different activities.
That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be
so
great.
So do you have gifts for every resident?
Yeah. Not only that, get this. We not only get gifts, but it's personalized. Like we get their
wish list sort of.
Well, wish list measurements, like the clothes they get fit.
That's awesome.
You know, if it's a 3X or if it's
important.
And then some people need a watch, some people don't, and some people they need certain things. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, they tear up those gifts, and you know. They haven't been there last Christmas, right?
Right.
Well, a couple of them, I shouldn't say that. A couple of them have, but our average stay is, you know, 7, 8, 9 months. So, you know, that's what we worked on. That's why I couldn't go to your thing last night is because we had our
that's
own
great, thing though.
At the shelter.
Do you still need any?
Oh, yeah. We just put the list together yesterday.
Volunteers or people to buy
always.
Stuff?
And... Yeah, absolutely. We need volunteers. And, you know, today I'm taping.
Like, could you take 6 people and give some group those 6, you know, lists or whatever you want to call
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put out the call if there's any organizations out there that'd like to help.
And I know these 2 sisters at Notre Dame, their mom called. They could have called, but their
like
mom
actual
called.
Sisters? Like nuns?
No. 2 siblings, I guess. That's okay. You know, and they just want to work 10 hours. It's like, that is not a problem. We can have you do a lot of things because the holidays are important to all of us. But, you know, when you're in a shelter, and I talked to these people, and I remember last year kind of going around asking if they felt the Christmas spirit. And some people, I'm not kidding, John, they said this is the best Christmas I've ever had. You know, and they're in a community shelter.
Wow.
So pretty cool. But hopefully they're going to take that when they get on their own and do those practices. Gifts, you know,
Do you have a limit on the amount of money somebody can spend on a person? You know, so one guy doesn't get like a $300 watch, yep, another guy gets a pair of socks.
Flashbacks to when we were with my four brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. It's all about equal. It really is. And we kind of do that internally. And we don't publicly say what the dollar amount
is.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, but in general, yeah.
In general, they're, you know, the women, the guys, everyone who's at the new community shelter is single and over 18.
Okay.
That's... People, though, they come by and donate stuff, too, which is great. And some of the things I think we're going to take to Toys for Tots.
Toys for Tots,
we don't
yeah.
have any you know, kids are, yeah. there. But,
great. I want to help. I'll buy. You know what? Give me three names.
Okay. I will do that.
We'll take care of three people.
On my desk.
All right.
We can do that. We should do that. That'd be fun. And then I just wanted to say today, and I'm going to talk about this again in the 7 or 8 o'clock hour. You know, I had that show on Sunday, Lean Local. And it's on 1 hour where we kind of lean into the community. Our guest that we're Con and I are taping today at 2, which will air on Sunday and you can download it, we're going to be with Terry Ruffsgaard and just talk about the advancement and what's going on in Green Bay with homeless. I mean, nobody knows it better than her, right?
Right.
She's been in that 30 years. And we're going to talk a little bit about the expansion, the capital campaign that we talked about when you were at that party Saturday. So there's a lot of good things going on in Green Bay. I mean,
it's
just
great.
Are.
Yeah.
And it's...
What do you do for a meal?
Oh, we have a couple. We have a number of meals. And that's one of the times in Christmas morning breakfast, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
You know, kind of like the ham. You know, it's a little traditional.
That's great.
But it's decorated. I mean, the room, the cafeteria is just, it feels like Christmas.
I think that's great. Yeah. I really truly do. I think that's fantastic.
And everyone's welcome, right? But it's for the residents get the gifts, but with the community meal, the community is welcome. And, you know, here we are talking about Christmas. We're still scrambling. We got to do like, I don't know, 25 turkeys because that's coming up too. Thanksgiving is what? 2 weeks
next, a week from Thursday? Is it? No, today's Thursday. Is it a week? Not next
2 weeks.
Week. No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks from today.
It's really late.
It is.
It's really late.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Anyway, so a lot of good stuff going on. So people should just Google it, call your pastor, just talk to a friend. There's so many things that this community does to celebrate the holidays with people who are less fortunate. And new community shelter is one of them, but it's
got a thing here from Mike. I would love to help. Please give me three names.
All right, Mike.
Nice job, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. We're gonna do that.
Anybody else want to step out up help? Would okay? I don't want to sound whatever, but would they appreciate an autographed picture of me in a package?
Yeah. Well, let's stick with the gifts.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just
we'll
saying,
Johnny.
Might brighten their day.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a text here from Terry Ashwabanon. Went to Appleton last night. Watched Gary Gresh's St. Norbert men beat Lawrence 69-62. They're going to have another good team. We got some great guests coming up today. Yeah, kind of a soggy morning out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it getting darker in the mornings?
I can only dark. I think it gets to a point, but
man,
it is dark. It's
pitch
dark.
Black out
it's
there.
Pitch black.
Glad we're not driving Oshkosh today. We're up in Port Washington.
Maybe we have to check. It's
we got to set a quick break.
Street lights all working?
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Boy, Conrad pulling out some...
Conrad, what?
What are you doing?
Dude.
What is this?
What smells? Did you smell like burnt rope when you walked into his office today?
A little bit.
I know.
Didn't want to say anything.
Conrad, now he's listening to this music.
Yeah. Well, Con, we have to have a talk.
Dude.
All right, make better choices.
Yeah,
No weed before 8.
We don't like
Come
your
on,
friends.
This is not,
97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, of course, the Civic Media app. Mind on the Mayor, here on Thursday, November 14th, National Seatbelt Day. When you were a kid, did you have seatbelts in your car?
We did not. We had a wagon. I don't remember. If we had them, we didn't wear them. But boy, that is just, everybody wears them now, don't they?
Yep.
You don't, John. That's
generally.
Doesn't it ding, 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 ding
yes.
if you don't put it on? What
yes.
do you do? Do you have a cheater? You just
nope.
put one in there and then doesn't have a strap?
I mean to. I always mean to.
Oh, my gosh.
I know it's terrible.
All the statistics on that.
I know.
You just can't beat it.
I know.
Wow.
I will say this. I remember my dad bought his brand new And I'd give anything to have this car back. 1962 Chevy Impala.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice car.
And obviously there are no seat belts, and we had two little kids, me and my sister, and we'd stand up on the back seat all the time.
Bench seats, too. Over. Yeah.
But he didn't trust me, so he had special locks put in the back.
Oh, just that you childproof
couldn't, you
locks?
Couldn't, yeah, you couldn't lift them up. You had to put the key in like and lift them, or a paper clip or a nail or something like that.
It's, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
That's some weird... People picked up hitchhikers and used that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess.
No.
Yeah. Did you ever pick up a hitchhiker?
Oh, I used to hitchhike all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and I picked them up. I don't know. Did we not? Were we naive?
I don't know. But you never heard of anything bad
Maybe.
Happening. But there were so many of them.
Always.
I mean, you'd always. There were certain parts of town. There would always be. And a lot of our kids in football, they would hitchhike home after practice.
For
we didn't have the buses anymore.
So I lived in Roncalli, right? I mean, I went to school at Roncalli, which is, you know, that's a hike. It's
out
like 6 miles out in the country. And we just go out on Memorial Drive and hitchhike.
Yeah.
And we got picked up and... I just never...
Never problem.
We told our parents that, too. It's not like we're getting in trouble for that. So if I get home, I'm going to hitchhike. Okay.
But nowadays, they've got those called activity buses. But our kids that lived in these smaller little communities, they would hitchhike to and from practice.
Yeah. I just... If bad things happen, I mean, I guess they did. I never heard of it. So, anyway.
Today's also National Diabetes Day.
Oh, great.
Boy, that's one thing I don't want to get.
You know what, though? I got to tell you, you don't. But if you're going to get a disease, that's the least painful, right?
I don't think I'd give myself a shot.
Oh, yeah, but your eyes kind of go, and then you walk around, and your feet go, and then you walk around with tacks in your feet.
I know. Today is also spicy guacamole day. Is it guacamole or guacamole?
Guacamole.
It is guacamole.
Spicy.
Mm.
So does the plane have their own day? I love guacamole. So, okay, spicy guacamole day. Okay, we got to, celebrate
that. I'm just going to tell you.
It's good for you, too.
I'm just going to say one thing. You know what I saw today?
Well, it's pretty early. Couldn't be much.
A new number?
Really?
213?
213?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm hoping to be 200 on January 1st. But
you got to get through the holidays.
I know. And I got to get through deer camp, which is not easy.
And that's next
actually,
week?
You know where I'm going to go? You know where I'm going before I go up to deer camp? Stangleville.
Yeah.
Oh, those sticks. Those hot beef sticks.
You get a couple pounds just for the trip up there.
If you've never been to the little town of Stangleville.
Highway J.
They got an old-fashioned meat shop. Is there a butcher shop? Whatever you want to call it. Old school. And it's tremendous.
It is. It just is. You walk in there, it's the glass, and the butcher's right there comes out with just
the apron,
white apron, all kind of bloody, not dirty. The place is spotless.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And a variety of things like you can't believe.
Yep. That is a great place. And they have that, we call it Salt's Head Cheese. They have that they make.
Yeah.
And it's just, and then right up the road from there.
Is that the same as Head Cheese? My dad used to make Head Cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. And then right up the road from there is Crone's Cheese. That's like not even, I don't know, 600 yards maybe?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Crone's Cheese is so those are the two stops you got to make. And Crone's Cheese has awesome cheese curds. They have great cheese, but so those are the two stops.
I never heard of that.
It's on the other side of the road, but
by the church.
The church is right across from
where
the
you got
market.
Married.
Yeah,
right?
I got married in that church. Stangleville, that meat market is right across from the church, but then on the same side as the church, if you go, that would be east. I don't know, not very far, a couple hundred yards.
Shop?
Crone's.
Did not know that.
Good cheese, great people.
I won't make a stop.
Both those stops are going to be good for deer camp.
That's perfect.
It'd
be good to have like a bag of cheese curds sitting in the deer blind.
Well, again, you got to pace yourself because you don't want to get up there with empty
stuff. I know. And I've done that. I'll be honest with
you.
Me
too. Me too. No,
All right.
So
Brian says, Green Bay, imagine this years ago, Jim picking you up, Mino, some guy escaping the law. Then listening to show tunes, talking linens, and eating cherries.
Good old days.
Thank you, Brian.
Great. All right, Brian, we can do that. So deer hunting opens in Michigan Saturday?
Friday. It's always the 15th.
All right. And then you come back here and then do you hunt in Wisconsin
as
well?
No, I don't.
Thanksgiving?
Uh-uh.
Will you get a deer or do you just go there and
I've never shot a deer.
Yeah.
I'll go sit in my blind. I mean, there's a blind. My brother put a blind together for me. I love that. I love getting up super early, pitch dark out, taking the flashlight, walking to the blind, sitting in there. Till about noon, till about lunchtime.
And then that's what it.
Then go in the house and play cards. Go to the camp and play cribbage.
I would have zero interest in that.
Really? Yep. You know what, though? This is no lie, Jim. I take a book with me, and it's like, it's just really, it's super, it's so quiet, it's mind-boggling.
I thought you had to be, like, super quiet.
Well, you do, but I don't read aloud.
But you have to have the light on.
Well, it turns light. It's fine.
Oh, okay, so, but between what? So, for a couple hours, you're just in pitch darkness.
Not that long. An hour, maybe. 45 minutes.
Yeah, I would worry about a bear or something, right?
Well, you got a pretty heavy-duty weapon with you. I mean, I'll take my chances with my 300 Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people go? Is it a family
just
thing?
My brother and I now.
Oh.
Yep. It's really been reduced, but just my brother and I. So
well, that's
really,
kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
You always talk about, you know, you're on the clock and you're going to make it to 75 or 9 years or 8 years. Your brother's older than you.
Oh, yeah. He's in his 80s. He's 82.
That tells you a lot.
Yeah,
a lot. Because brothers are...
I give him credit, though. He lost, I think, 40-some pounds, maybe 50. That's got him in better shape.
Like, just recently?
Over the last couple of years.
Really? And you're going to bring cheese curds and hot sticks?
Why do you think he's been losing the weight?
Because he hasn't seen Johnny.
Sitting with me. Today is also National Pickle Day. I got to tell you, I bought a jar of sweet pickles the other day.
Huh?
And I'm telling you, mayonnaise, sweet pickles, tuna fish, and avocados all together is phenomenal. That's my new go-to dish. That's why I've been losing so much weight.
That's not bad. I don't know if the mayo's not helping, but are you putting it on toast or bagel?
Nah, just in a dish, but it's good.
Wow.
Yep, we got to start a quick break.
All right.
Amy's joining us from Fox Cities right after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much.
Civics.
What's Conroy doing?
I don't know, man.
We're even getting texts. Hey, guys, what day is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Thursday. Which is Trucker Thursday. I mean, people are going crazy on the internet. You're just, where's Todd? I'm like, Todd, can you call Todd?
Right.
Todd, if you're listening, can you just put the radio on? No trucker music whatsoever.
We got to find that con, girl. Yeah. So you're going to have to put up with that for another 2.5 hours.
And we used to call him Convoy because I said he looks
right,
like
the trucker guy.
Kind of, yeah,
maybe he was offended.
To
by
no
that.
Avail, yeah. I guess. Must be. Hi, Amy.
Amy.
Do you need a spoon? Did you hear my story?
I think I'm good.
I melted my spoon in my soup. But I don't feel so bad. You know why? Because he kind of did the same thing. Had something on the stove and sat on the couch and dozed off.
Well, yeah, but I didn't have a plastic spoon in there. Who would leave a spoon in the soup anyway when you're... Anyway, yes, I did that. So I burned the... I burned... And mine was... It was... I think I fell into... I was in REM. I think I fell into deep sleep because it was pretty burned. Amy, so you are...
Amy Herrick.
From the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce and... Are you the guru of the Civic Bee?
So I'm the director of events and emerging talent.
Oh,
and part of that is our educational programming.
And that's one of your bigger events, the Civic Bee.
Yeah, so it's Wisconsin's second year participating in the National Civics Bee, and the U.S. Chamber heads it up. And then so any student in all of Wisconsin can actually participate in it as long as they're in 6th through 8th grade.
Now, you were a teacher at one time, right?
I was.
So this is right in your wheelhouse.
Yes, but I taught English, not history. So I have some questions for you.
But when the essays come out, English teacher, they're usually, did yours come back with a lot of red ink?
Let me ask you something.
Spelling.
If your life right now depended on something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Could you properly diagram a sentence?
Mm-hmm.
You could.
My life depended on it. Yeah.
I can test that theory.
Look, I could never figure that out. I still couldn't tell you what a dangling participle is. Yeah. I couldn't tell you what a
misplaced
preposition is.
Gerunds.
Any of those things.
Okay, well, man. I guess I couldn't. No, I was just thinking, you know, the verb, the noun, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, those two are just gimmies. I think they just give you those. Okay, we're going to give you two right to begin with. Yeah.
Anyway, so you were an English teacher, but now you do a lot of events.
Yes, yep.
But this civic, I want to talk about this. I think this is really interesting. And sixth grade, seventh, and eighth those are good grades. I mean, those are fun grades. You're learning a lot. Teachers are, like, cool, right, if they relate to you.
Yeah.
They're not, like, intimidating, and they're not, like, when you get in high school, some of them aren't as bright as you think they should be. Whereas sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, it's like you really get into the teacher can totally make a difference. My best grades, definitely. Call my mom right now. She's listening. By far, my best grades when I was in school, all the way through grad school, sixth grade. And you know why?
I can see that.
It was my teacher, Miss Fry. She actually came to my wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was that cool.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Because we're pretty much the same era.
Yeah.
We had a lot of those teachers that, you know, the young teachers coming out and they're going to do it different than the old establishment. We're going to have our class outside under a tree.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Do you know what I mean? We had those types were coming. We used to come the hippie teachers, those types.
She was more like you, Amy. She's just great energy. And she really wanted us to learn. And that's when you read Old Yeller, that kind of stuff. Right?
Sure.
Sixth grade was great. Seventh grade was okay. And then eighth grade, I kind of checked out. But anyway, that's So tell me about the civics. How do you
and quiz us?
Well,
I do have five questions.
Okay, how do they participate though? How does a kid sixth, seventh, or eighth grade participate in the?
Wait. For five questions, a buck a piece, a buck on each question.
All right.
Deal?
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, I like it.
we'll gamble on anything.
Yeah, we will. Are we gonna do the questions, or are we gonna talk more about the program?
Why don't I tell you about the program first? Then
I think which is what we talked about before she came on the air. But okay, yes, John just wants to
very excited
give his money away.
So any student can participate in it. It is an online essay, 700 words, and the students just identify a problem and solution in their community. So, for example, wider sidewalks to fit a wheelchair for handicap accessibility.
Oh, cool.
Like it.
Yeah, there was another student last year who wrote about doing a school closet for students.
Yep.
So just tons of great ideas. And their community is anything. It's their neighborhood, their school.
Love it.
City. Yes. So it starts with that. They submit it online.
And that's better than the one, like, I remember we had one for some organization. It was like, you know, what democracy means to me. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
So I mean, what you're talking about is something that's
applicable
to their environment.
Yeah.
And that's cool because there's kids on couches that go from place to place. What can we do to help them a little bit? There's kids that don't go to school with clean clothes, so there's laundry things that can do. There's homeless people, which, you know, I work with every day. There are so many needs in the community, and the fact that these kids look around, because if they grow up in, like, a decent home, they may not see that. So just the fact that you're making them look for it is important.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever accept used clothes or no?
Oh, sure, because people, when they show up at our place, really have nothing. And I know some of these people. I'm not talking out of school. But I mean nothing. They have nothing. They don't have any friends. They don't have any money. They don't have any credit. And they have maybe the clothes on their back, which
so you're talking me in 5 years.
Huh?
You're talking me in 5 years.
A goal. But no. So you want to get them two nice sets of clothes, right? At least.
So. But I mean, do you guys get so many that it's like, yeah, we got enough?
Well, we sort them and we put them out.
Would you want some of my clothes?
Yeah, and we put them out, they're adult clothes, and because we have men and women. We have about 60% men. We have 120 people who are living there, and they stay for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10
months. Okay, the reason I say that, because you know my weight loss program, which is amazingly successful.
And you should throw them out when you lose weight.
That's what I'm going to do.
Totally.
So I got
right back to them.
I went to put on a pair of pants yesterday. That was when I was at
my
highest.
Is that a great feeling or what?
And it was 40, waist.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I held them out like this, kind of like that. It's like, this feels so good.
Put the two out there for like 2 months.
So yeah, it's like, I don't even want to see them. I don't want to be, it's like, okay, if I put on weight, I got to buy all new clothes again.
Totally. Do that. You deserve that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Hi, Amy. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Very exciting.
It's got to stick though.
It will.
Yeah.
I mean, not during deer season, but right. after, and not during the holidays, but then
right.
after that.
So, Amy, a
couple months.
How does the kid, he's been noticing this, she's been noticing this problem. And like, Mom, why don't we do this? Well, why don't you write it and send it in, you know? So, tell me how they do that. Because I think it's great.
Yeah. So, they can visit our website, foxcitieschamber.com, and then we have an entire page dedicated to the National Civics Bee. Then there's an online link that they can go and submit their essay. The essays then are all judged by random judges throughout the nation. So a little plug, we are looking for 10 people if they're interested in
to
judging.
To judge? Wow.
Yes.
You'd be great at that.
Yeah,
you could definitely do that. And then 20 essays move on to the local level.
John, I
you're
can't.
Like, no thanks.
I just, I got so much going on right now. Thank you. I'll put the word out. How's that?
That works. That works for me too.
Was he on camera for that one, Conroy?
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, that's cool. We're looking for 10 judges. They read the essays, and is this practical? Is this doable? Is it the problem? Does the solution meet the problem?
How many essays? What are each person read?
About 10.
Oh, that's not horrible.
Yeah, the commitment is 3 hours total over a course of, I think it's 4 weeks. So.
Okay, that's not...
You can handle that.
Are you sure it's not a hook?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do.
And you can do
like
more.
The record cover.
Right,
right.
Yeah. Somebody just kind of dropped out. Would you mind taking another 10? Oh, so-and-so. You won't believe it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Two more dropped out. Here
right,
you go.
Right, here you go. Here's another 20.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's great. And people can learn a lot, too. And they'll be really impressed with the youth. I always think sometimes we overlook their solutions, and they're very, very bright.
I think they might notice things more than we do sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I was blown away by reading last year's. I'm like, gosh, you give a kid a voice, and they will
come up
with some great things.
That closet for kids to have better clothes, you know, and they can just go into school, and it's discreet. They can walk in there and pick out what they want. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool stuff.
Very, very thoughtful.
Right. Okay, so that, we just go on your website here, this foxcitieschamber.org.
.com.
.com. All right. And it's all on there.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. What's the process? Is it just you win it, or does it advance, or how does it work? Like, what's the progression to win?
So the local competition is in April 24th at Lawrence University, and cool. it's like a live spelling bee, but with civics. So there are 3 rounds in the first.
Do they have to sing it? I'm just kidding, because Lawrence is such a musical.
They are very musical.
Anyway, that wasn't funny.
I'll bring that up, and maybe we'll consider something.
I'm just kidding.
Bring you on to sing the national anthem.
I have a daughter who went there, so I can tease them.
Sure,
so.
Yeah.
All right.
Does she live in the dorms there?
You have to.
That one dorm is so close to College Avenue, isn't it, though? The kind of rectangular one? It's like, is that loud?
She didn't live there, but I don't know. The kids live on campus there.
Everybody does, huh?
All 4 years.
Oh, wow.
That's different.
Yeah, that is.
Because it's like,
that
okay,
you have to.
I'm a junior. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm too cool for the dorms.
Right. I don't know if it's still that way. I mean, that was 5 years ago.
Where'd you go to school, Amy?
I went to Lacrosse.
Oh, cool.
I was going to say Lawrence because we're talking about, but no, Lacrosse.
Lacrosse is good. That's, that's happening out there.
Loved it.
Yeah. That's a nice little...
A little bit of a party school.
I was going to use the word social.
Yeah,
but anyway, it's a social
activity.
Social environment. Yeah.
It was very social.
Yes, it is. It is. I think it still is. All right.
Oh, and it was weird going to Oktoberfest there, and I'm planning Oktoberfest here. I'm like, I'm in full circle.
Right. When did you get older, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so give us some questions.
Okay.
Is it just yell them out, blurt them out?
Yep.
But if you get it wrong, you can't give another answer until the other person answers.
Fair.
Okay.
Fair. 5 questions.
Okay.
Don't screw up.
I'm out.
Okay. Question number 1. What do an absolute monarchy and an autocracy have in common?
One person.
Yes. Single ruler. Ding, ding, ding. That's $1 for him.
John, $1.
Conrad, give him a bell.
Pay it now.
I don't
so know. I also never get it. Amy, pay it now.
It's going to be like poker chips. I'll give you an Altoid for each one.
I even had multiple choice just in case you needed it.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Question 2. According to Aristotle, what is the best form of government for political stability?
Democracy.
What type of democracy?
A representative.
So do you want me to give you the options?
Yeah.
An extreme democracy or a moderate democracy?
Moderate.
Well, moderate.
Moderate.
Well, okay.
Give me my buck back. Here we go.
All right, that.
Yeah.
1-1.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, number 3. The 12th Amendment became necessary...
Women.
Here's the options here. Okay. So the 12th Amendment.
Okay, he can't answer now.
I should have clarified.
There are four options.
Okay, all right. Now start over. Okay.
The 12th Amendment became necessary, A, after the emergence of political parties, B, after a president died in office for the first time, C, after the Revolutionary War was won, or D, when England did not honor the Treaty of Paris. A is correct. Pressure's on. Do or die here.
20th. I was off. Okay.
This one does. I can give you options if you need it, but you're not going to need it. If no candidate receives the majority of the Electoral College.
Congress!
Wait. Okay. Just wait. Let me think this one through. If nobody receives.
Are you done with the question?
Senate.
Ooh. House of Representatives.
Yes!
Yes!
Everybody knows that because everybody's talking about a tie.
Except you.
I was trying so hard not to show it in my face. Yeah. I couldn't. Yeah. All right.
Here we go.
You're all tied. This is the tiebreaker.
Here we go.
Is this multiple?
Pressure's on.
Okay.
What U.S. Supreme Court case upheld a student's First Amendment right to engage in symbolic speech in school? I can give you options if you need them.
Yeah.
Okay. So symbolic speech in school. A, Tinker versus Des Moines. B, Gideon versus Wainwright. C, Brown versus Board of Education. Or D, Marbury versus Madison.
Marbury versus Madison.
That was a good sound effect.
That was very good. Where did that come from? I wasn't expecting that, Amy.
It's not.
You are a lacrosse girl.
It's not Brown versus the Board of Education. That's not it, is it?
No.
No. That was more the.
Tinker?
No, just wait.
You've narrowed it down to two.
I know. 50-50. I got to phone a friend.
Okay. And this was listed as a hard question.
Okay, so what? All right, give it to me again.
Okay, what U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah. Oop, yep, right. You got that. So Tinker versus Des Moines or Gideon versus Wainwright? Got
to be that, right?
I don't think it's Des Moines.
It's Gideon versus Wainwright.
Well, that's my question, John. I'm going to go with that.
Which one?
The second one.
You guys, you narrowed it down and you didn't choose the correct answer.
It was Des Moines.
It was A. Tinker versus Des Moines.
I said that.
No, you didn't.
You did shout it out at one
time around. All right, quick break.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday. Amy Herrick, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce joining us. Those were hard questions for sixth graders. Yeah. Those were hard questions.
Sixth, seventh, or eighth.
Those are hard questions for a couple of guys that didn't get a combined 50 on their ACTs. Just being honest.
Yeah.
Nobody's judging.
And you had a 27?
Yeah.
That's incredible. That is.
It's not anymore, though. Right.
But for that era, it was.
Those tests have gotten a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
I think so, too.
I think they have.
But the average still is in the 20s, low 20s.
Yeah.
So you're still way, way above average.
Better than Nate Bartzko, got a 17. Remember Bartzky, the comedian? I got a 17, and the counselor's like, Do you even go to class?
Yeah, that's.
Well, and now it's required. So there are some kids that don't care about college. And when I was teaching, I saw kids that just went through and. All the answers and flipped it over.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, but you know what? I mean, there were kids in our high school. I felt sorry for some of the teachers, you know, because they were trying to work with kids. Well, these kids knew they were going to get a job in the iron ore mines as soon as they graduated.
Yeah.
It didn't much matter to them and whatever. And those are the ones that have to be tough to teach, huh?
But yeah.
They just don't care about the subject, so I think that's sometimes just a little heartbreaking.
But a good,
you're like, but I care.
But that's what I mean.
But a good teacher turns it into a story and makes it like you talk about the Revolutionary War. That's boring, but you talk about the personalities in there, and that's kind of there's some cool stories. King George, he was a nut job, right? I mean, it's fun to just look at that stuff. And yeah. I think like we had a really good civics teacher in freshman year of high school, and he was more of a storyteller and would kind of make fun of some of these guys. It's like your parents are always like, yeah, I really respect. But it was kind of cool just to hear the back scene of that. And I think people took an interest in that.
I could see that. Yeah.
He was a great.
Well, Benedict Arnold was one of the best generals we had strategically. Right up until the end.
Strategically.
Right.
What was your favorite subject in school?
English.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I'm still a nerd. I read all the time. So
that's cool. Yeah. Have you read any of my books?
No. No. She's no. Way okay, past that.
I will. No. I will. Yeah? I'll right. Put it on my TBR.
I have a.
Wait, do you read books or do you read, what's it called?
Cliff Notes?
No. The when you have it on your
Kindle.
Yeah, Kindle.
No, okay. I need the book.
I do too.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
I totally agree.
I forgot the name of the book awards came out in England. They're nonfiction. I have a daughter who's like you, just a book nerd, journalism. And she works as an assistant publisher in New York for Grove Atlantic, which is a great,
fantastic.
It is a great job for her. She was very
You'd
fortunate.
Love that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And even that Natalie even applied there and didn't get that. I mean, that's just a really, she loves it and she reads a lot. And anyway, one of their clients got the award.
Oh, that is It's
unbelievable.
Really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they get pictures there over in England now.
So does she do what Jackie O used to do? Your daughter? Remember Jackie Oasis?
Well, of course, yeah.
But isn't that what she was? When she worked for that book, who'd she work for? Penguin?
No. That's right. Yeah. The same. They're all in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, I know.
They're all in Manhattan.
But that seemed like a pretty cool job.
It's a very cool job. But I couldn't do it. I mean, I couldn't read. And they write jacket covers. And some of these people are, you know, I don't talk out of school, but some of these people are a little bit divas too. You know, the New York Times bestseller. And then they come in and she's like, you need to do this and that. And, she's young.
Yeah.
She's very talented, but most people are. She loves working with them.
Getting your work critiqued is not easy for
it
people.
It isn't. Mm-hmm. Especially if you've got a few trophies on the shelf.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're doing it for a purpose.
But
so.
do you want to proofread one of my books for me?
I could.
Would you do that?
I'd bring back my English degree. And
oh,
I'm like, yes.
Would you really do that? I would pay you.
I would do that.
Okay. I would do. Okay. We're going to do that. Okay.
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 Sounds good.
Okay. Let me negotiate something. Because he'll go cheap. I'll get 10%. You know, we'll work it out.
But. Perfect.
No,
you have representation already.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't
easy.
Take long. Wow.
Agent.
And him?
I'll send in my
people
agent.
People are so hard for this.
It's like when you draft somebody and they get these agents
right.
That are just, yeah.
Anyway, I have a different story on that. But even here in little old Green Bay, some of these coaches bring in agents.
Oh, no question.
Like, wow, that didn't happen 15 years ago.
Not at
John.
All. I got to ask you one more quick question about teaching, though, Amy.
Yeah.
There's such a need for even like substitute teachers. Why is that? Can you just, I mean, you're not in the business anymore.
I know.
What are some, is it parents?
It's a whole gambit of things.
Okay.
I love teaching. I still keep in touch with several of my students. I love it. But it is a tough world out there, so make sure you thank a teacher. Which reminds me, we're not here to talk about it, but nominations are open for our Excellence in Education Awards. So if you have a teacher to thank, they can nominate them.
Okay, how do we do that? Because there are some great teachers out there.
Yes, and they deserve it.
And that's through the chamber?
Yep.
Could give that a plug, please.
Yeah, foxcitieschamber.com has information about the National Civics Bee and nominating for the Excellence in Education Awards.
John, nominate me.
Okay. Yeah, I guarantee you know what I guarantee you get a couple of students that would nominate you left and right.
I would.
Yeah.
I have a couple students. I'm tutoring right now because this kid just quickly missed classes. And so I gave him I said, look, I'm gonna fail you or give you an incomplete. He wrote back, oh, you know, Mr. Schmidt, you know, so we've been meeting the last couple of weeks. The last meeting's today, 9:30. He'll be done by noon, but I teach business classes and he's got his own power washing company. He's looking at getting into the rug cleaning business. And I'm like, dude, you're the kind of people I need in class to share. Cause you know, the teacher is good, but student
real life.
Right. And students sharing with students can be even
no
more
so
impactful.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's,
who would you rather have had in class in the sixth grade? Me or him?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. Come on.
That's one of the questions. What is the fifth? What is the fifth?
Me or him, you think?
I plead the fifth.
That's a good idea.
Just one of the two.
Both of you. You both have unique attributes.
Listen to the teacher.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But, John, you just didn't apply yourself enough. That's my teacher's always said.
Hey, they could still use that in my life now.
He didn't apply himself.
Amy Herrick, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce. Boy, they sure have a great spokesperson in you for this.
And thank you.
Love your
energy.
And
I love all the events you do there.
Absolutely.
I mean, besides, chambers like to help businesses, but you're helping the whole community.
Yeah.
You guys really got it down.
I love doing
fun
that.
Fun stuff. Next time, come in again, though, and let's do it, not a spelling bee, but another civics bee, but make them easier.
I'm going to make them harder.
Well, you're not coming back.
And I think we're going to go back and forth so he doesn't interrupt me and change the rules. So,
hey,
a question. We're going to have a ding. You have to ding in.
Cool.
Excellent. We're out of time. Good luck with your Wrightstown alma mater.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fine.
All right, Amy.
We'll be back right after.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.